Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Welcome, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper. Today is April the 27th in the year 2011 at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our topic tonight, is there a way art therapy can help those with ADHD? Way. And with us today in our virtual studios is Holly Oberacker and Tracy Bromley Goodwin, or Godwin, excuse me. Before we're gonna get into our conversation here on the show, but before we do, just a few reminders and announcements. Number one, we'd like to congratulate Ruth Hughes, who was named the Chief Executive Officer at CHAD. She'd been the interim for so long, but now it's official. She's actually at the helm, so congratulations to Ruth. As a reminder, the CHAD conference is scheduled in November in Orlando. If you go to chadd.org, you can get details on that. And for our coaches out there, I'm very excited. Everyone who's going to go to the ADHD Coaches Organizational Conference in Chicago, it's Wednesday. I think I leave on Friday. So for all of our listeners that will be at that conference, I look forward to seeing you up there. Another reminder for those that especially our iTunes listeners, but also the ones that hit our homepage, I want to remind you that if you go to attentionradio.com, that's without the talk, attentionradio.com, you can sign up for our newsletter, and we send a bi-monthly email to you with some highlights of some of our shows or some of our recent shows or upcoming shows, but also with that we send a list of all of our upcoming shows. So rather than have to hit our website and see what's kind of coming on, you can actually get it delivered to your inbox and take a look at it and plan around it. So, again, that's attentionradio.com, and just sign up for our newsletter. But on to the topic tonight. With us again, as I said, is Holly Oberacker. She's an art therapist with more than 12 years of experience. She continually develops multi-sensory approaches to managing the emotional and behavioral and communication needs of children diagnosed with ADHD, as well as mood disorders, anxiety, eating disorders, and other mental health issues. Holly's approach is a solution-focused and proactive. She holds a Master's of Arts in Art Therapy from the University of Illinois at Chicago. Tracy is an educational coach and consultant with 18 years of experience in the field of education. For the last 10 years, she's been a learning coach on Cape Cod. Through her experience or through her practice, The Power Within Educational Consulting and Coaching, Tracy helps clients develop the self-awareness skills needed to manage the symptoms of ADHD. Tracy's also a very seasoned speaker. So with that, ladies, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jeff. We're really happy to be here. Thank you.
For our listeners out there, we had a debate earlier if we were going to talk about their exciting new book that just recently came out called Navigating ADHD, The Guide to Help the Flip Side of ADHD. We're going to talk about that a little bit at the end of the show, but on the front side here, I just want to make everybody aware this is a book that's fresh off the print. We'll talk later in the show about how you can get your hands on it. I've had the chance to flip through it. I think it's very exciting, and so stay with us. The girls will bring our conversation around towards the end and talk about the book for those that might be interested. So I think to kick things off, I'd like to ask you, what is Navigating ADHD?
Navigating ADHD is a solutions-based support center here on Cape Cod. Our philosophy really stems around helping children, teens, adults find their areas of strength and then use those strengths to help in the areas that they're having challenges in. So Navigating ADHD is a place where children can come, families come, professionals come, and we really try and complete the circle for people that are touched by ADHD by helping them get some strategies that are going to help across the board. So our goal is to help people learn lifelong strategies and help everyone be on the same page so that teachers are communicating the same way that families are communicating and that kids or teens, whoever it is we're working with, that everyone is moving in the same direction. So, you know, we love what we do here, and we get to combine Holly's therapeutic approach with my experience as a teacher and as a coach and bring it all together in one place.
That's kind of fascinating. And I have to tell you, this is we first kind of started talking, I was very interested in on this art therapy stuff. So I guess, Holly, can you explain exactly what art therapy is?
Sure. There's actually many different methodologies to art therapy. The first is the clinical form of art therapy, in which art projects are designed either by the art therapist or the client to express emotions or evoke discussions on the various issues at hand. The second is more of an art as therapy approach, which is geared more towards improving self-esteem or mood. And in that respect, the client benefits more from the cathartic experience of creating. And then the third is a more practical approach, in which visual tools are created during the session to aid the client at home or school or work. And I'd say in my practice through Navigating HD, I use all three of them, though I probably find myself employing the more practical application of creating tools.
So what I'm hearing you say is one is to express emotion, one is more of a therapeutic, and the last one is actual visual tools to help them kind of move forward?
Exactly. And, you know, probably in a typical session, I will bridge all three of them. But with my work with Navigating HD, where I'll create the tools, because then the tools can then, as Tracy mentioned, complete the circle, because the tools can be used at home, they can be used at school, they can be used in a coaching session with Tracy and or with any professional working with the children we work with.
Tell me about you're using this, for, at least in this discussion, for children with ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just fascinated. Is this type of therapy more helpful for those with ADHD, or in what way is it, I don't know how to ask the question, what's the real advantage of using it here, and what have you seen in your experience that really makes this special?
Well, what I like about art therapy is that it kind of creates a visual path of the progress that's happened throughout the therapeutic process, because you have the first project that's created maybe at the very beginning of therapy all the way towards, you know, a couple months into it, and you can see how far the client has come and how far in their self-awareness they've come. So in the beginning, the sessions may be more directed by me, and I'll make certain suggestions of the visual project. And then towards the end, or towards a few months into the sessions, they'll know a little bit more about themselves and what they need out of the therapy, and they'll create it. And then you can really see how their individuality comes out through their artwork.
Can you share an example in kind of detail for our listeners, so they can get maybe an idea what that might look like?
Sure. So one of the projects I like to do with children with ADHD is have them create a book. So it can be the first couple sessions might just be a book of an introduction about themselves, so I can learn, you know, about their strengths, because we are a strength-based approach, and then I can then use that in later sessions. And then it'll become a book of strategies, so we can add an actual page or creation each week with a different strategy. And the book can be anything from, you know, a Japanese sewn book to just simple construction paper or a Starburst book. It's whatever their level is or their interest is, but then they can actually have that book as a product and an achievement that they can take home with them.
So I trust that they're illustrating through this and or doing collages or writing, just a variety of different things, whatever comes to them in the moment.
Exactly, it really is. Or, you know, I do have this big trunk in my office, which is just filled with junk, and if they do want to create a strategy out of junk or any sort of found object, then we'll just take a photograph of it and put it in the book.
This is fascinating to me, because just from my coaching experience, you know, one of the things they emphasize is try to make it real, try to name things, really try to get some specificity. Mm-hmm. And what I like about this is what's fascinating is as you take them through that, they're just using their kind of creative mind, but I'm guessing a lot that comes out, and they're documenting it all along the way, so they have a visual reminder and an experience reminder of the journey that they're taken to get the specificity here. Mm-hmm. It sounds like it's a lot of fun.
It is. I really enjoy my job.
And you can tell, Holly's office is so much fun. It's just full of
fun, creative tools that kids or teens, whoever, can use. And the other part of why it works so well, especially for children with ADHD, is they can move around and be creative at the same time. So they could come into Holly's office and stand and put something on the wall, or they could sit on the floor, sit on the rug. They could, you know, move all around while utilizing the materials in the room, which is always just such a benefit for kids to be themselves, and then also get to benefit from the process Holly talked about building strategies for themselves.
I'm going to just kind of share this a little bit, and we'll run to a break. But I, several years ago, I used to be chairman of the board of a nonprofit down here in Tampa, and they had multitude of divisions. But one of them is they worked with children that had been sexually abused. And at the time, it was funny because the therapist used puppets and stuff for the kids to express themselves, to get the emotion out, and actually they could actually see a lot from the kids and learn a lot about what was happening within their minds. And it sounds like this is a similar type tool, because while a child with ADHD might not be able to express themselves, they could do it through art, and you could pick up so much about what's really kind of going on in the world and how they see it. It's fascinating to me.
Well, it is, because I think it can be intimidating for anybody, you know, a child with ADHD or an adult, just to have them come in and say, okay, so what's on your mind? How are you feeling today? It's such an open-ended question that they can just draw a blank. But if they have something tangible in their hands that they're working with, the conversation is natural. They don't necessarily have to make eye contact, and it takes the pressure off.
Well, very well put. I want to run to a break real quick, but before we do, for any of our listeners now or that's listening to this, the archives, you can get in touch with Tracy and Holly by going to navigatingadhd.com, or ladies, is there another way, like email address or a telephone number they could call?
Yeah,
sure.
Our email is actually info@navigatingadhd.com, or they can call us directly at 508-566-0093.
All right, so with that, we'll be right back.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
ADHD, is it real? How is it diagnosed? How do I know if I have it or if my children have it? Do you outgrow it? You have questions and we have answers. We're CHAD, a national organization made up of professionals, parents, educators, and, of course, those with ADHD. So if you want real answers to your questions, join CHAD at www.chadd.org or call us at 800-233-4050.
This is your ADHD information station. Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
News, updates, and alerts sent right to your inbox. Sign up now at attentionradio.com.
Awareness of how your brain processes information and emotion is the key to self-management and success in today's world. I am an international ADD coach. Contact me, Susan McIntosh, at susanmcintosh.com to see and hear how you too can be a success.
I'm Jeff Copper, host of Attention Talk Radio, here to talk to you about CopyTalk.com, a voice dictation service. This is not just some voice dictation software. It's a real dictation service by people who type whatever you want. When I need to document something, all I do is hit speed dial on my cell or work phone and start speaking. The folks at CopyTalk will type it up and email it back to me that day. The best part is I can dictate as many 4-minute messages as I want, all for one flat monthly fee. Go to copytalk.com/ATR, enter Jeff Copper as the referrer's name, and sign up for the free trial account today. If you tell them I sent you, then you'll get $20 off the monthly subscription for as long as you keep the service.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm with Holly Oberacker and Tracy Bromley Goodwin talking about art therapy and their practice at Navigating ADHD. Before the break, we were talking about art therapy, using art to basically put these books together that to consolidate it. It's really just to help your clients find themselves and become aware. But as that starts to come together, Tracy, let's talk about how you get kind of involved in working with them and the coaching side of it.
Sure. Well, we're really excited that we're able, as I mentioned before, to come at helping people with ADHD from both perspectives, from Holly's therapeutic and then my educational. So all the coaching, for the most part, that I do is focused on the academics, gaining self-awareness, and anything really that's school-related. So we offer a multimodal approach here, which is wonderful, where we have parent support. So parents can come here and come to a workshop, a seminar, join a book club. And then their children can come see Holly and myself, where we rotate weeks, where a child might come to see Holly and they're going to maybe work on a book that Holly was talking about. And then the following week, they could come see me and we'd think about, okay, so what sort of things, what sort of strategies are in your book? And let's think about how can we make those strategies work for you at school? Or how can we then create something that's going to make homework easier for you? How can we figure out how you're going to study for a test and you know, do great? So we use the strategies that they had started with Holly, then we work them into the academic, and then they will come back the following week, see Holly, and she'll follow up on that same piece or move to the next phase. And all along, we're both working on children and helping them build self-awareness. We found the most success when we can come at helping people and children with ADHD, when we can reach all these different aspects of it. So it's really exciting, and it takes the coaching that I do to a whole different level, especially for kids who also need that additional emotional support.
What really excites me about this is, you know, basic coach training is to try to get people to pay attention to things from a different perspective, to look outside, you know, what they think is obvious or the traditional way of you just have to do it this a certain way. And, you know, as a coach, sometimes you change the geography. You move people around because they'll look at some things differently. Or there's a whole host of tools that we use. But what I'm loving about this is you guys are using the art in one sense, so they daydream and kind of come up with maybe a wacky idea. And then, Tracy, you sit down and say, well, how can we actually, you know, bring this to fruition? And
exactly.
I gotta believe that some of the things that these kids have come up with at first, you're like, oh my God, this is like out of like wacky. Yet, I gotta believe through this process, more times than not, that you guys actually find a creative way to actually implement these solutions for these kids to move them forward.
Oh, yeah, it's great. It's great because the possibilities are endless. And for a lot of these kids, it's the first time that they're seeing positive results. You know, a lot of it is you have to do this differently. You have to start turning things on time. You have to stop losing your papers. But then they come here. We help them figure out what their strength areas are. We help them get creative. And then we think about, okay, so, you know, how are we going to do this differently? And it doesn't really matter if how you do it differently, if it's going to look like what your teacher would do or someone at home would do. We're going to figure out what's going to work for you in particular. And if it works for you, then that's all that matters.
You're absolutely right. That is all that matters. Tell me that. So we've talked about the kids. How do you integrate the parents into this process? Because they're such a key piece of the puzzle.
Oh, they absolutely are. So what we try and do here is we offer, as we had mentioned, workshops or interactive kind of seminars that we have here, where we go through our philosophy and what we know works for sure for children and teens with ADHD. So we talk to parents just like we're talking to the kids that we're working with and help them develop an understanding of, you know, what their child is telling us, you know, what kids and teenagers are telling us about going through their school day with ADHD or trying to get through their homework. And that piece alone seems to make a huge difference where parents realize, oh, okay, I'm starting to understand how they feel, and now it makes sense why I'm seeing certain behaviors. And then when we then move forward and supply them with strategies, it works so well when we can put all of those pieces together.
Right, and I think that the other key piece of this is that we're all using the same language. So I'll be using certain code phrases with the kids in an art therapy session And then I'll share those with Tracy. She'll use the same words, and then we'll both share it with the parents, and they'll be using the same words. Just one example quickly is that with one client, we were teaching him how his brain works. He was a fairly impulsive kid and just moved really fast and had trouble slowing down. So I helped him create a brain, knowing that the parents had read Dr. Halliwell's article about with the analogy of the brain being a race car brain with bicycle brakes. So we actually created this big paper mache brain, and we painted roads on it and used a little matchbox car on it as a way to understand it. And the phrase that he actually had him come up with was, it's time to downshift. And that's when he was feeling like he was moving too fast and very impulsive. So at that point, he physically carried the brain into his session with Tracy, and she used the same language, and it was just kind of a visual reminder as they were working on, I think, homework strategies. And the funny part about this is we knew that we had actually reached success in building this new awareness for him is when his mom, who also happened to have ADHD, was frantically trying to pack for a vacation, and this little boy, our client, said to her, Mom, you need to downshift. So
wow.
It became part of everybody's language is that you need to downshift. So.
Well, for the coaches out there, you have to be eating this up. For the parents and our other listeners, these are fundamentals of the coaching is one, to get them to pay attention in a way that works for them and give them a language. And what you just described is it all coming together at one time, the arts of the creative side to kind of be able to articulate that language works through and the kid re-articulating at the end that works for everybody in order to move them forward. It's just it's amazing what you guys have put together.
Yeah, seeing the results of it are so, it's just exciting because you see big smiles, you see children that maybe haven't been experiencing all that much success, you know, experience a new level of success after everyone being on the same page.
In a family type atmosphere, I might add too, because by integrating the parents, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
We need to cut to another commercial break. I want to remind everyone, if you've got some questions or want to follow up with Tracy or Holly, you can go to navigatingadhd.com. With that, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ari Tuckman, author of More Attention, Less Deficit, Success Strategies for Adults with ADHD. This is the only book actually written for adults with ADHD. Each chapter is divided into short articles, so you can read only the stuff you want in the order you want. I take lessons from the research and make them totally useful in your daily life. You can get a free PDF of the first chapter at adultadhdbook.com. Check it out.
Okay, let's be honest here. How many times have you forgotten the wet laundry in the washer and it started smelling a little funky, so you had to wash it again, maybe even twice, in the same week? Well, you may be an AD Diva just like me. I'm Linda Rogley, and I founded the AD Diva Network for women with ADD-ish tendencies, especially those of us 40 and better. The AD Diva Network is a great place for support, connection, and a touch of whimsy. You can join us at addiva.net. That's addiva.net.
Do you have something those with ADHD need? Advertise on Attention Talk Radio. We are a narrowcast, internet-based radio show targeting those with or impacted by ADHD. To learn more about advertising opportunities, email attention at attentiontalkradio.com.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. We have Tracy and Holly with us talking about art therapy and their practice at Navigating ADHD up in Cape Cod. Ladies, now to the book. This had to take a lot for you guys to put together. The two of you wrote this?
We did. And, you know, the funny thing is that Holly and I, we could have said this in the beginning. Before we worked together, we had mutual clients where they would come see me and say, you have to meet Holly. And, you know, they'd see Holly and say, give Tracy a call. And when we did finally meet, we both had a dream of writing a book. And pretty much from that first meeting, we set to work writing this book. And we look at the book now and really can't remember which paragraph I wrote, which paragraph Holly wrote. It was truly just a whole bunch of information we had in our head for quite a while, and we're able to write it together.
Well, you guys were kind enough to send me a copy, and I've kind of gone through it, and I have to say that what I like about this that's, I think, unique is that it takes an aspect or a topic, introduces it, it gives you enough to understand kind of what it is. Then it gives you a situation, and many times you guys actually use a dialogue to explain the actual situation, and you can kind of see the world from a person with ADHD, like where they're kind of coming from. And if a parent's interacting, there's like maybe dialogue on how they might start preaching to a teen or something like that, which, you know, when you read all the books, you're not supposed to do. But then what you guys do in the book is you give kind of solutions, and you kind of frame out actually what it would look like if you kind of change that, which I think is makes your book very, very unique and very, very user-friendly. Did you intend to write it like that?
We did. Our book is basically born out of our practice here, and in talking with the parents in our support groups and in our workshops, they come to us with these typical issues that we broke down into the chapters. We discuss strategies, and then they come back to us and tell us how it worked. And that's just the natural flow of the writing process for us as we were hammering it out.
And how long did it take you guys to write it?
Gosh, the actual writing of it didn't take all that long. What would you say, Holly, 6 months probably to write it, and then the editing and design process, you know, the whole thing took about a year and a half.
Oh, wow.
Full process, I'd say.
So it sounds like the writing part was the easy part.
It was a lot. Yeah, we had a kind of a natural flow between us, and, you know, like I said, it's based on our practice and our workshops. We've come to the point where we've done so many workshops that I'll find myself speaking about, you know, Tracy's coaching, and she'll find herself speaking about, you know, my emotional support. And the book was like that, too. I would be stuck on a chapter, and I'd be like, oh, Tracy, can you take a look at this? And she would just pick it up from there with that, you know, without missing a beat. And the whole process kind of went back and forth like that.
Really wanted to create a product that someone could pick up, like you said, and it would be user-friendly, and someone wouldn't feel overwhelmed while reading it, that they could apply strategies, you know, right away after reading a few pages.
And
the book's designed where you can read a chapter at a time, or you can sit and read the whole book, depending upon, you know, your own time level or your learning style, and you can go back and reread sections of it, or just, you know, there's many charts and diagrams in it, so you can just kind of flip through to what you're looking for.
Yeah, so what I like about it is there's not a lot of theory here. There's a lot of, okay, here's a little bit of background, and let's talk about how it really works and what we're really talking about, which is really, really good. But one of the keys here is, for those that would like to get this, how can they purchase it? Where do they go?
The book is available on our website, which we said earlier is navigatingadhd.com. It's also available on Amazon and barnesandnoble.com, or some local bookstores here on Cape Cod. And it's also available on the Kindle and the Nook.
Oh, wow. You guys got it covered across the board. We've got about a minute left. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners that I haven't asked, we haven't covered?
I think one of a big part of what Holly and I do is just encourage children to believe in themselves, and for families to just keep that consistent, unconditional love going through all the challenges that they face, and just know that that is, you know, one of the biggest things you can do for your child is as hard as they might fight against some of that structure, you know, they're craving it, especially children with ADHD, and that the strategies, you know, when they are applied consistently, they really do make a difference.
Well, excellent. Ladies, I'd like to thank you very much for coming on. This has been a great show. I think we were talking about this back in January or February doing this, so I'm glad it finally came to fruition. Thanks again. And we'll have to have you back on again sometime.
That sounds great. It was a lot of fun.
Excellent. Everyone else, stay tuned for another edition of Attention Talk Radio next week at 8 o'clock. Again, go to attentionradio.com and sign up for our newsletters, and we'll send our schedule right to you. Take care, everyone. Have a great week.